We want to jump right over to the KSRO live line because Scott McLean is here from Cal Fire. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Pat.
It sounds like there is improvement. Let's start with the campfire. Are conditions better up there?
It was 32 degrees when I got in my truck early this morning.
Oh, boy.
I had frost on my windshield. So the temperature is definitely down. The winds have subsided. The fire has diminished, as far as activity. There's still a lot of work to do. Those firefighters are still on the line in that rough terrain right now, building line, starting burning operations at various times throughout the course of the day. So, again, there is a lot of work, but they're turning that head.
Turning that corner in some way, at least that is good news. 45% containment as of this morning. And will the condition, I can't imagine what it's like for the firefighters fighting this blaze under these incredibly hazardous air conditions up there.
Oh, definitely. I drove all the way down to Sacramento this morning, and it's the same as when I left Chico early this morning as far as the conditions.
It's
pretty bad.
Well, what we're hearing here, Scott, in the Bay Area is that conditions, air quality conditions are not going to change for us until maybe next Wednesday or so. So I know that, up in that area, the air quality is about 4 times as bad as it is here. So are there conditions where, the firefighters have to wear masks as they're fighting the fires?
Not really. We have gears, we have the gear, we have the bandanas and that type of thing to protect our airways and whatnot. It's just one of those things that we do.
Yeah. One of those continual things that you do, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And so far, though, no injuries in terms of the firefighters with regard to the campfire?
No, there are 3 injuries very early on in the fire.
Early on, yes. Yes, and they're going to be okay, right?
Right. 2 have been released. 1 is still recovering in the hospital.
Okay.
He'll be fine.
Well, we hope that happens soon, too. How do you prepare for a visit from the president?
Well, as you can imagine, it's what we call an incident within an incident.
So, yes.
The wheels are in motion. We don't have any final agenda or outline as of yet. Probably won't get that until he arrives.
Yeah, so, we haven't seen anything. They've been very tight-lipped, of course, about the president's activities tomorrow. But we know that he will be in Northern California, where you are, Scott, and also in Southern California at some point tomorrow. And I imagine that you will be seeing him, and he'll be shaking your hand because of the fine work that you and your organization have been doing for California for I don't know how many years now. But it is going to be a different wrinkle, won't it?
Yes, it will. I mean, these men and women are phenomenal that are on this fire line. I was in the thick of things at the beginning and just listening to the radio traffic and the calmness and nothing but rescues all day Thursday.
Yeah, very remarkable. Is it any surprise to you, Scott, about the death toll continuing to rise in that area?
Pat, this area is, my parents were there for over 20 years. It's a retirement community. It's an old community as far as construction-wise. It's in a wooded community. It's not surprising, unfortunately. But the other part I want to bring up is that this could happen anywhere at any time. These folks in Paradise physically practice evacuations. They are cognizant of those situations.
Yeah, that's what we've heard.
It had it dialed, but this fire basically hit them all at once.
Yeah, it's a very sad situation. Like, we've been saying to Cal Fire representatives, we know what it's like to go back to some place that's been devastated by fire, but we don't know what it's like to go back to no town.
Right. You're talking, the assessment crews are still going through well over 12,000 structures destroyed. That number will continue to climb.
Wow.
This fire is the most devastating due to damage, due to death. not necessarily size, but frankly, we're getting tired of all these records getting broken this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
1.6 million acres burned to date in the state this
1.6 so far. Wow. Well, we're praying for the rain. I know you are too. Scott, can you give us a quick look down south at the Woolsey fire? I know the containment numbers are going up there too.
No, you're right. It's looking much better all around realistically. The Woolsey fire is 98,362. The containment is at 69%. That's great news. The repopulations are taking place this week. And, of course, the other fire that was taking place turned down there earlier on.
Yeah.
The Hill fire is 100% contained.
Very good news there. And I suppose I'm hoping that there will be turkeys at the base camp next Thursday.
Oh, I think the kitchen's prepping for that right now.
All right, very good. Well, Scott, thank you for the update. And what we wish most for CAL FIRE is rest and relaxation and no more of this year.
You got a deal.
All right, thanks very much for checking
in
with us. That is Scott McLean from CAL FIRE. He was integral to our reporting of our own fires in October of last year and continues, as all the firefighters do, on the job. Still some 60 representatives from Sonoma County taking part in that exercise, both in the Northern Camp Fire and in the Southern Woolsey Fire at this stage of the game.